Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, listen, everyone. This is Minister Jay Miller, a.k.a. Mr. Miller. Listen, we back live on the air. This is Dirty Church Radio. I'm glad everyone is tuning in tonight. I got my main man with me, Aaron, the devil's advocate, Spradley. What's going on, bro?
What's good? Glad to be back. 2014, we starting off the new year, right?
Right, man. It's live, man. It was good. You know, 2013, it was a year, but we in a whole new year right here. This is Dirty Church, you know, where no issue or topic, man, is out of bounds. And listen, this
especially
year we going
this
home.
Year.
Especially this year. And listen, I'm going to say right now, warning. Listen, if you tuned into us and it's too much for you, we understand if you tune out. No love,
hang
no.
Hang up the phone.
But
hang
this is Dirty Church Radio, and we going hard. But listen, before we go hard, I'm going to give y'all the topic, and then I'm just going to drop one little song, a little snippet of something on y'all. But listen, tonight's topic, you want to tell them, D.A., or do you want me to tell them?
Go ahead, tell them.
Listen, tonight's topic is going to be the God of the Gospel or the God of the Gay Spell. Choose one. Here we go.
Oh, Lord.
back. Dirty Church Radio. Minister J. Miller, a.k.a. Mr. Miller. Aaron, the devil's advocate, sadly.
Yes.
Dealing with God of the gospel or God of the gay spell. Choose one. So we got, yo, D.A., man, before we even really go hard into this topic, man, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
What's good with you, man? How's everything going?
Man, listen, yo, life is good. Like always, new year. I'm loving life even a whole lot more. I'm just ready to dive into this, you know, to this topic. But just to let everybody know, this DA is going to be relentless. So I'm just letting everybody know, this is the disclaimer that I'm giving everybody. This DA is not going to be friends with any opposing side that I'm against. So I'm just forewarning everybody that I'm coming for everybody's neck.
So can I say something?
No.
Can I say something? What, somebody supposed to be scared because you said that?
They should. You know what? Honestly, they should be.
Somebody should be scared of who? Of the devil?
Advocate? No, they should. No. They should be scared of DA.
DA?
They should be scared because I'm going to make them have to study. I'm going to make them have to get into any type of book, any type of religious doctrinal book that they're into.
Okay.
That's why.
Well, listen. We got a caller on the phone from an 813 number.
Okay.
What's going on, caller? How you doing?
Good evening.
Okay.
Hello?
Mr. 813, Florida. Is this Mr. Catholic?
The ex-Catholic, yes, sir.
Ex-Catholic.
Yes, sir. Happy,
okay.
Happy New Year.
What's going on, ex-Catholic?
Happy New Year. Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year.
I'm still alive.
I'm glad that you you know, took the time out to call Dirty Church Radio tonight, man. You know what I mean?
Wait. Yes.
It's been
Welcome
a while.
Back,
that's
everybody.
Strong, man. We going hard in 2018, for real. Best believe, man.
I'm with it.
So
I'm
DA,
with it. You know I support.
DA.
Yes, sir.
I'm ready to be scared.
Honestly, you should be scared.
I'm ready to
because,
be scared then.
Because if you are opposing me, you better be scared or you better know your stuff. That's all I have to say.
Okay.
Wow, this sounds good. What did I miss?
No, we just started.
I'm scared to ask what I should be scared about.
Oh, well, listen. Tonight's topic is we're dealing with the God of the gospel or the God of the gay spell. Choose.
And why don't you explain to people what that actually means? Gospel and gay spell.
Well, tonight we're going to be dealing with different things that we've seen in church, outside of church, things that's going on in America, dealing
especially
with,
in the Catholic religion. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, especially there. You know what? But
oh,
you know what?
Yes.
I'm just say especially there. I'm just going to say we're dealing in America tonight. The things that's taking place. You know, men marrying men, women marrying women, which I know the double advocate highly agrees with, but we're going to go in, not just dealing with that, we're going to deal with the gospel, the Bible, those that believe in the Bible, believe in what the Bible stands for, and those that may oppose the gay movement that's taking place in America, or not even just in America, but even within the churches. Now in church, you have men who are pastors who have married another man, and they call them the first gentleman. We understand that we have the Queen James Bible now. And I know that the devil's advocate is highly in favor of that. But on top of that, we're going to deal not only...
Wait. I'm sorry to cut you off. Did you say that there's another one? A Queen James Bible?
Oh, yeah, there's a Queen James Bible. Yes, there's a Queen James Bible.
Wait. Before I continue, this is so funny that you say that, because I remember last year when we were talking on the show, and I was saying some sort of joke about how whatever version of the Bible that they're writing now and that we're going off now, and then I'm just waiting for the next version to come out to see what they're going to change then. So it's kind of awesome that they actually did do it.
Yeah, they brought the Queen James Version. And not on top of that, we're going to deal with songs. We're going to deal with the music side of it, things that take place in church. We're going to deal with worship leaders that have a feminine spirit. We're going to deal with, does the straight man feel uncomfortable expressing himself in worship when those that are leading are homosexual, gay, however you want to call it? We're going to deal with all different types of things tonight. And not only that, I'm not going to just deal tonight just with Bible. I'm also going to deal with how people just feel, the way they just feel about certain stuff. You know what I'm saying? So tonight, ex-Catholic, DA, you know, I just said that little part right there. I have a whole lot more to say, but I'm going to give y'all something to say. Give, you know, DA, since you're the one that has so much ammunition, so-called ammunition tonight, you know what I mean? Why don't you start letting off some rounds tonight with your ammunition? Since you're going to have us up on the firing squad.
Wait. Why don't we let ex-Catholic talk just a second so, you know, I can actually get that runner-up feeling, all right?
All right, so give me whatever your first question you want to talk about out of dope, because we got a lot of topics going on. Well, you know, the same thing.
Well, listen to this. Let me ask you this. Let's just take it back. Put it this way. Let's start here. Ex-Catholic, how do you feel about a man marrying a man?
I don't care. Is that too brief? How do I feel about it?
Would you be
really?
A best
I'm not. I'm not the type of person. I wouldn't be upset about it. I'm not the type of person that feels that everybody else's life needs to be like my life. And I don't feel like by two men getting married to each other that it's degrading what traditional marriage is supposed to stand for. I mean, because basically what they're trying to do is they're trying to actually get the same feeling I get by marrying a woman. They just happen to be doing it with another man. But at the end of the day, they're sort of doing it for the same reason. So they want to feel like they have a partner for life, you know? I don't really have any problem with it at all.
Would you? So you don't have a problem with it, and that's your choice. Would you be the best man? Would you be the best man in a man-on-man marriage?
Well, see that question is it depends, because I'm the type of person that I don't really like co-signing on people's marriages unless if I actually am rooting for them. So if it was two gay guys that I actually were friends with, and, you know, I'm really close, like let's say the devil's advocate, which is my friend, and he decided to marry another man, I love him enough to co-sign
to be his best man.
And be his best man, yeah. But it's a matter of whether I care about that person or not, regardless of what kind of marriage it is, you know, or you know, if they're straight or gay or whatever, it doesn't really matter. If I love that person, I'm going to support that person in whatever they want to do, as long as it's not something that would be a detriment to them, something that would hurt them.
Oh, okay. D.A., before you even go with yours, could you answer that question for me?
What? Which question?
Would you be a best man in a marriage of a man marrying another man?
Yeah, a friend of mine, of course. I'd do it quick. I would do it quick. But
okay.
See, the thing about it, the only objection I would have is, do I have to pay for my tux? Now, if I got to pay for my tux, depending on how cool I am with you, that may be a factor in it.
Okay.
Yeah, see, that would be a factor for him,
okay,
even if it wasn't a man against a
yeah,
man,
exactly,
with another man.
Any of my friends, boys out there, right now, whoever you are, if you marry a man, do not ask me to be your best man, because it's not. It's not.
Yo, he is so advocating hate right now. Like,
put it this way. I want you to absorb it and take in it.
You know, that's crazy because
I never
heard Jesus say, I want you to absorb in the hate. Like, I think the closest thing that Jesus said about hate is like, I don't know, but it was, I don't think it was close.
Okay.
Like,
wait, back in the day, who were the gays at that time? The leopards, who were the outcasted people? Look at how Jesus treated them.
Hold on. First of all, I understand what you're saying, but just to answer your question, you can finish going on. Homosexual activity then was actually kind of a part of society. Now you have to remember who's actually writing the book we're getting our history from, and it's the Jews. So in the Jew culture, it wasn't necessarily good for a man to sleep with a man. That was one of their commandments. That was one of the laws that God gave to them. Now outside of the Jewish culture, Roman culture, Greek culture, any type of culture down on the Mediterranean where they were at, a lot of them actually practiced homosexuality, and it was okay. It just wasn't for the Jews. The Jews had something to prove. I don't know what it was, but they had something to prove.
So they didn't
want to be a part of that.
Yo, we have another caller on the line too, man, from a 462 number. What's going on, caller? Hello?
I don't know if that caller actually just wanted to listen in or...
Oh, they can listen in. They can listen in. They don't have to say nothing.
Yeah.
It don't matter. But listen, let me ask you this. Now, Keys or our, no.
No, DA, man. DA.
Uh-huh. Let me ask you this. Do you hate me now?
Nah. But the real question is, this is the real question.
Well, I feel sad.
Wait, hold on.
I hate you.
It's bugged up.
You said you feel sad for me, ex-Catholic?
Yeah, I feel sad for you. Like you're not that good of a friend.
The feeling is mutual.
Who would support your friend in their endeavor?
No, hold up. First of all, is my friend thinking about me?
It's not a situation for him to think about you. It's his accomplishment.
If I stand for a certain principle, why should my friend want me to break it?
Why can't you compromise for a friend?
No, hold up. So I'm supposed to just fall for anything?
No,
not for anything. I said in my response.
You got to stand on and be a man. And regardless of how other people feel about it, you just got to stand on it.
Yeah, so you just basically, I'm your friend, but not at those terms. Not when you're gay.
Hey, yo.
You know what I'm saying?
No, hold up.
Come back to me when you're done with the gay.
No, you're right. Yeah. I'm not going to be the best man to none of my friends that
man that's not a friend.
Yeah, it's not.
How is
oh,
that?
Wait, Minister Jay, I have a question for you. And my question for you, my question to you is, mm-hmm. let's say one of your mans got locked up because they actually got a ticket or they actually got in, no, matter of fact, they actually got into a bar fight. They got into a bar fight.
Right.
And
yeah.
you had the money. And they was like, yo, Jamin, I really need you to bail me out, y'all. I really need you to bail me out.
Already
would you say no or yes?
No, I've already done that before.
Okay, but why would you bail? But why would you bail them out when they actually did something illegal? And most of the time when things are illegal, it goes back to our morality. And the morality goes to, it comes from God.
So why would you bail them out? That sounds stupid. That example,
no, it doesn't.
Yes, it is. It's very stupid. You want to know why? So you're going to compare me bailing my friend out of jail to me standing next to him as his best man? As man, standing another man? Come on, man.
You won't stand next to a gay dude because the Bible says it's wrong.
Like,
you will not stand next to a gay dude if the Bible says it's wrong.
Let's quote it right. I didn't say not stand next to, because I know plenty of gay people. But I said, when you stand, if I stand and be his best man, to me, I'm condoning. I'm condoning.
Now,
and
the reason why you're saying it's wrong.
Nah, but the job is not condoning. The job is just being the best man. That's it.
No, you're
not condoning.
Listen, man.
You get your morality from the Bible. You think gay is wrong because it's a sin.
Where did you get yours from, devil?
Where did I get my what from?
Where did you get your morality from? Where did you get yours from?
It's innately in all of us, according to our culture. According to our culture. By my culture.
All right, so
that's where morality comes from.
Oh, hold up. So my whole thing was like, first of all, ex-Catholic said, it would have to be, if it's my boy, why it just got to be your boy then for you to do it?
Why would I want to do it for anybody else?
You're reaching right now, and your reach is not that far.
Why does it have to be your boy?
Because that goes for his boy or his girl.
So there is something there, though. That means there's still something there.
It has nothing to do with homosexuality.
So why do it got to be your boy?
Because I'm not staying. First of all, I'm going to question to stay next to my boy if I got to pay for the tux. Second of all,
listen,
not even my boy, and I don't know him.
Whether
he's married a female or male, standing next to you, I gotta pay money. You crazy?
I don't even know you. Get out of here with that pay for tux stuff, man. That sounds so fucking whack, corny, man. Get out of here.
Listen. This is exactly what a non-answer gives a perfect, perfect question. Like, listen, you sound like you don't know what you're talking about and you don't like white people. Like, you sound like the slave master right now.
I sound like the slave master, right?
Yeah, you really do.
And you know what?
And y'all not going.
And you know what? And y'all sound. Like the Uncle Tom gay movie.
Wait.
You know what? I'm going to say one thing out here. I see the devil's advocate and ex-Catholic. Y'all want to jump me. Y'all think y'all want to try to jump me because y'all so-called boys and y'all will be in each other's gay wedding. So I need one of them to stand up here.
It's crazy. You know what I'm saying?
For
because
real.
Because that's where the word nigger came from,
yeah.
right? Look,
so
that's
what
where
you're
the word nigger came from, right?
So you were
This is where the word nigger came from, right? The white people didn't have, they stopped having reasons to be like, yo, we have nothing else to go on. Let's just stop calling these niggas names. And that's exactly what you did. You just resorted to calling us names because you have nothing else
hold
to go
up.
On.
Who was that laughing in the background? Is that ex-Catholic laughing?
I'm so sorry.
Hey, yo, stop swinging from him like Tarzan right now. You swing like Tarzan. For real. You lying real hard right now, bro.
I am going to know.
You don't have to agree with everything that he said. Can you stand on your own too right now?
Listen for a second.
I'm going to
be known as
Lou,
the gay
where you at, Lou?
Wedding boy. I don't know. What'd you say?
No, y'all two going to be known as that. That's what y'all two going to be known as. Y'all two
man,
were it's
crazy. It's crazy how people resort, like I said, they resort back to calling each other names.
Names.
It's like bugged out.
Names.
Yeah. Yeah, like check this out. Right?
Niggers.
Black people and white people, right? At one point, white people thought black people literally were like animals, like a lesser human, just above a monkey, right?
Uh-huh.
So then as time progressed and they started to realize, wait, we can talk to these things, we can eat with these things, we can have sex with, and then and then as soon as they said sex, they stopped saying things. They said, we can have sex with him, we can have sex with her. That's when we started to become a reality. Then we're like, whoa. And then after that, we got a whole lot smarter because then we can learn to read and we can learn to write.
Hold on, wait, hold up. Now you talk about me reaching. Yo, what are you talking about, man?
If you listen,
all right, let's go to the next question, guys.
Like, what are you talking about?
So,
like, you reaching? Like, what are you talking about?
Once it came to the point of people of white people actually seeing black people as people, right? They couldn't argue about anything scientifically anymore. They couldn't say, "Oh, well, this black person isn't really a person," because we started to prove them wrong, and we're like, "Yo, we're just like you. Sometimes we're even better."
What's your point?
That's where nigga came from.
What is your point?
That's where nigga came from. That's where coon came from. That's where your black monkey. That's where all those came from. And what you just did, because you couldn't prove that you were right, you start calling us homos and faggots and this is what we are.
Hold up. Now you're adding. You're reaching hard. I never called you a faggot. I never called you a homosexual. I said you both would go to each other's marriage. That's what I said. So don't add. If you want to say I said something, because
I can back up anything I say, and I'll stand on anything I say.
But don't put words in my mouth.
Yeah, now, see, this is.
You're reaching.
Now, see, check this out.
You're reaching.
That's what happened.
That whole example, that was stupid.
This is actually what happens. This is what happens. Stupid.
Hold up. Let me ask this question.
You black.
Hold up. Are y'all under the gay spell?
I'm actually not under any spell, actually.
You sound like you under the gay spell.
And what does the gay spell mean?
Hey, yo. You know what?
Mm-hmm.
Put it this way. Let me ask you this question.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Let me ask you this question. What God, what is your definition of God? What is God to you?
Something I know nothing about that explains everything. That's my best definition of God.
Something you know nothing about.
That best explains everything.
Okay. All right. So let me ask ex-Catholic this.
Same thing.
I'm gonna ask. That was good.
Go ahead.
Yeah, you know what that is? That's really it's really a cop out answer, but I'll ask ex-Catholic this. Whatever God you believe, whatever it is, whatever God you believe in now, you believe in, however, in the way that the world is set up, man and woman come together and they have children. I just want to ask you this question. Do you think it is his intentions or whatever God it is that you believe, I don't know which one it is, whatever your God is your God okay with a man going inside of another man's butt?
See, at some point, the way the world was set up was that...
Could you answer that for me? I just want a yes or no answer.
I can't just give you a yes or no.
No, you have to. Yes or no. Can I get a yes or no?
So why give the explanation?
No. Give me a yes or no, then you can do whatever. I want yes or no.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Okay. Ask again for me. Ask again.
Is the God that you believe in, whatever it is, whatever that God is, used to believe in now, whatever. Do you believe he made woman, he made man, they come together, they have children. My question to you, do you believe God is in favor of, or he's with, he enjoys, he looks forward to, he wants a man to go into another man's behind?
Yes, he favors it. Because he made it so that it could go. So obviously, if he made it that way, he probably favors it.
You.
What?
Obviously. Not that I could read his mind or anything.
That mess right there. That's your God. Your God is in favor of that.
Yes, he favors it, boy, because he made it real easy.
All right. DA, the God that the God that you know nothing of. That God that you know nothing of.
Yes.
He's in favor of a man going into another man's behind?
I would actually take the notion that God can care less.
No, can I get a yes? So really, by him saying care less, you're saying that yes, your answer is yes.
He does not, she does not, it, them, do not mind.
Wow. Okay. So now I see where you guys are at. Listen, man, I think I know this number right here that's on the line with us, man. Is this Mr. Giants on the line?
Yeah.
What's going on, Mr. Giants?
What's good, Minister Miller? How you feeling?
How you doing, my brother? Listen.
Hey, man, you enjoying that couch with me, so it's all good.
I'm glad you called in. Listen. And I'm coming right at you with this question, and I'm going to let Dick take the floor, and he can go and do what he can do. The God that you know, the God that you serve, used to serve that. Do you believe that it is his will He enjoys. He has no problem. A man.
Boy, someone making a lot of noise back there. Stand still.
Yeah, I couldn't hear.
All right, go ahead.
I said, the God that you serve. The God that you serve. That you know of. That you know. Do you believe it is his will that he enjoys? He has no problem. He's in favor of a man going in another man. The God that you
Yeah, I'm going to keep it real with you. I mean, I know Devil Alpha Kid and ex-Catholic beyond that. And I thought, you know, I entertained the situation. But I ain't going to lie, Mr. Miller, I might have to hop on your side because they bugging. They just enjoying themselves over there. I don't know if they want some feel good or...
Yeah, they want some craziness.
But we know
you know
the obvious.
No.
We know the obvious. You know, I mean, that's a question that's not even needed to be stated, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, you know, they just open-minded to what if and why not, or who said it has to be. But deep down inside, for what we know, what we are teachers, of course, there won't be no multiplication in the world if that was the okay agenda for life.
Yes, it would.
And that is how.
We now definitely have technology where you don't need a man or a woman to actually have sex to have another child. You don't need that. And if you don't believe me, you can go online. You can actually go to the place itself and get your wife or girlfriend pregnant if you chose to.
Well, wait, and get who pregnant? A wife or girlfriend, right? You just said that with yourself. Not
yeah,
another nigga, excuse me. Not another man. Wait,
does,
let me ask you a question.
She does
so
not
you,
have a
baby. You
she,
just,
look,
you
look,
just
look,
stated.
Look.
You still
look,
see.
You
still
are talking by nature. I'm saying the question is,
that's
can
what
this
I'm
world
talking
still
about.
Multiply?
Nature.
No, the
nature
question is, can
how
this
he
world
wanted
multiply?
It to be.
No, because
how he wanted it to be.
Well, listen, what you have to understand is,
listen. It's no listen.
What you have to understand is, there are animals that are in nature that do not have the intellect and understanding that we do that are gay.
You know what?
Eat cookies.
Gay animals.
Yeah. Yes. It is over 19% of animals who actually practice homosexuality.
Okay.
But that doesn't stop procreation for animals because we have technology where we can procreate.
But
you don't
still
need a man
but do you
to have
so-
intercourse.
No,
you do not need a man
still
to have
need,
intercourse.
You still need something from a man, and you still need something from a woman.
Of course, yeah, that's
all
true.
Right.
But what
so,
does that have to do with
that
anything?
Right there lets you
what
know
does that have to do with marriage? What does that have to do with marriage? What does that have to do with
it
two men
beyond,
being together?
Yo, hold up.
No, it does not.
No, it has a lot. It lets you know how he wanted it to be.
How
it lets you know
to
how
be?
He
you don't
desired
even know him.
To be.
How do you know what he wants one minute
so,
and then
you
don't know nothing
you,
about the next?
Why didn't he make two men be able to just produce if he wanted
didn't
them
he?
To be together? Why, didn't
why
he,
are you
he,
asking me? Why are you asking me questions that I never can answer? I don't know God. I never met God
be,
personally.
No, the thing about it, you don't really have to be that smart to really answer that.
Why don't you?
The answer is right there for you.
So you tell me, why did he make some animals gay?
He made animals gay?
Can you tell me why there are certain type of species, especially in herd animals that actually practice homosexuality? Tell me why. God made animals like that.
Yo, maybe they're being disobedient like gay people.
Okay, so that's your maybe, but it's not your answer though, right?
No,
and how in the world can an animal be disobedient?
So you're saying you're saying that an animal can actually go to hell?
An animal can't be disobedient, and you're the one who used the animal. You brought the animal in.
Wait. Yeah,
no,
I just answered your question.
Can animals, you said, can an animal be obedient or disobedient?
Yes, to me. But we're talking about God, and you're saying God judges animals the way he judges humans?
No, hold up.
Wow.
Hold up. See, look at you. Yo, you reaching. Did anyone just hear me say judge? You just said that. Stop creating things in your mind. You didn't hear me say that. You're adding that.
That's what you were implementing.
But you know what? I expect that from the devil's advocate. Because it
but
says
that's what you were implementing, though. But you implemented that, not me.
Implemented what? You're the one brought the animals in it. You're the one talking about their gay animals.
Yeah, I didn't mention gay animals. Because you said nature has it that way.
Now you have to resort. We're talking about mankind, intelligent beings. And you want to go down and talk about an animal, two gay animals. That's crazy.
Wow, man. Because you was actually talking about nature. You was actually talking about nature. You said it was meant this way because it's nature. And I said, no, because it's nature. It's gay people and nature, too. Gay animals, rather.
I said man and woman. Right?
I apologize. I didn't hear the man and woman part.
How you didn't hear that? How can we even have this discussion without that? You know what I'm saying? But you know what?
I mean, you have other questions to ask? I mean, because I have some questions to ask.
Ex-Catholic might got some questions. Mr. Giant probably got some questions. You got some questions. I'm gonna fall back for a minute. I want to hear something.
All right, my question is, besides someone can't having a baby, like a man and a man can't have a baby, so it's wrong for that reason and that reason alone, well, how about the men who are sterile that can't have kids because their sperm doesn't work on women, I mean women who are childbearing? So don't even talk about that.
No, yes we can talk
about that. Why in the world? Wait. You just said you was going to fall back. Yo, listen. I'm asking a question. Just listen. All right. So what is so wrong to you? I'm just saying in general.
Are you talking to me?
Is wrong.
Are you talking to me?
No, I'm speaking on whoever thinks is wrong. Whoever thinks is wrong. What in you says to yourself that is so wrong and I hope they go to hell for that? Like, what in you makes you say that to them or about them or have a...
I got to stop you right there. I got to watch you. You're using words and you're adding stuff. No one ever said anything hoping someone go to hell. First of all, I believe in the Bible, and I don't have to judge nobody. I believe they're already judged based on his judgment. So if you fall under that, you just fall under it. So it's not about what I hope. It ain't about my hope to someone, Joe. It ain't about that.
You're talking
let's just clarify
it already, that. It was already written. The law was already written before you. That doesn't even make any sense.
How does it make sense?
Because there are laws right now that didn't exist back then that you actually follow and consider to be true, and you abide by them, whether it comes from the church or whether it comes from the state, the law, the government.
Even in the Bible, it says obey the laws of the land.
Because in that part, the Bible was
that's
smart.
I'm saying that's still scripture. It's still scripture, though. I mean, that's still in the Bible. Like, that's a real for real. You know what I'm saying? And you got to
know
it. At the end of the day, first of all, do you want to live in a world right now where you would be persecuted for being straight?
Would I want to live in a world where I was persecuted for being straight? No.
Okay. Okay, I got you.
Who in their right mind wants to be persecuted? I mean, really. Like, who goes around saying, persecute me? Like, you know what I'm saying? Jesus didn't even say persecute me. They just did it. He said nothing. But he didn't say, like, come at me. Like, he wasn't on it like that. I don't think anybody in their right mind wants to be persecuted. Like,
so let me ask you this question. When have you, mm-hmm. when did you and ex-Catholic get under the gay spell?
What
did you say? What did you say? When you said gay spell.
I'll say it again. What is the gay spell? What is that?
Well, me, I believe it's something, I believe the gay spell, for one, is someone who thinks that it's right.
Oh,
but
then yes, I'm under the gay spell.
And that's, I'm there with it. I'm there.
Oh, no, I don't think it's right. I just don't care.
Oh, so now, well, you don't think it's right, but you don't care.
You said what?
He said
no.
He don't think it's right, but he doesn't care.
I don't think it's right either. Who said I thought it was right?
Yeah, no, I don't think it's right at all. I can't even
why don't you think it's right, D.A.?
Because I'm not gay. It
ain't
right for me.
No. Why you don't think it's right?
Yeah, exactly.
Because it's not right for me. I wasn't born that way. I'm not that way in any kind of way. But for somebody who was born or who believes that they caught it or whatever the case is, they're like that. So it's right for them because it's not right for them to be with a woman. They don't get turned on. They
exactly.
don't have any type of feelings.
Exactly.
It doesn't biologically work for them. So, I mean, you know, but then if you say, okay, then don't be with no man or no woman. Dag, you telling me not to ever have sex because I want to have sex with my kind? But you can have sex when you want to with whomever you want to? Even cheat on your wife if you choose to?
So let me ask
come on.
So you believe
well, you're
that.
Telling me to keep my pee-pee in my pants.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
So they're not turned on. So really you feel as though that people should sleep with someone that turns them on.
Yeah.
People should sleep with whoever they choose to sleep with. And if it's
okay.
somebody that turns them on, more power to you. If it's somebody that
right.
doesn't, God bless you.
So that means you have no problem with the pedophile who chooses to sleep with the child.
Wasn't that legal back then?
Listen, ho. I don't have a problem with a pedophile, but if that pedophile comes in my house, I have a problem with him.
So
and
you don't
do
have
anything to me?
Hold up. So you don't have a problem, it doesn't bother you if a pedophile messes with someone other than your child?
Of course I would be affected by it. But I would forget about it in about 3 minutes.
There's a time to stand on something.
Do you know how many times I've seen pedophiles on TV and I say, Dad, that's beat up, that's messed up. And then I talk about something else and totally forget about them.
I don't support it just because, you know, that doesn't mean I support a pedophile or want that to ever happen to any kid.
Yeah. And
that just means the truth is I really don't care about that story.
Oh, okay. Okay, I hear you. So, okay. Okay.
Listen. You be watching the news.
I hear you.
And there was like, listen, you watching the news and there was like a mass shooting, but Scandal's about to come on, so you change the channel. Like, yeah, you can't for those seconds if you watch the news. But I'm sorry, Scandal's about to come on.
But you know what?
You had a DVR.
Hold up. But I believe this show right here, we're not really dealing with, I'm not talking about TV stuff. I'm talking about real live. Like real live. Like it's in your neighborhood. It's up close and personal. Ain't no like no
cell. That is. Yo, he's really talking about it like it's freaking the bubonic plague. Like,
yeah.
It's up in your neighborhood.
I believe
Miller, you gotta understand. All that stuff that you're real heartfelt about, they only entertain it for like 10 seconds, but dang, that was sad. Oh, well. And they move on to the next thing. That's their mindset.
No, and listen, and that's life. That's life. I mean, that's life. But right now, we ain't moving on from it because we're talking about it. So this is the topic of discussion. You know what I mean? So my whole thing is like this. You can say, oh, yeah, you can turn the channel, and that's easy to do. That's very easy to do.
Oh, sweet, I have another one. Yo, check this out. Ignorance is loud. Truth wins.
Oh, my gosh.
Ignorance is loud, but truth always wins.
Wow.
So what are you saying?
That
the game is winning because it's truth?
Yes, because men actually do sleep with men and enjoy it and don't think that there's anything wrong with it. That is the truth. That's I'm sorry, but that's actually our reality.
Yeah. I believe, put it now, this way. Let's take it even further. Yeah, it's a fact that they sleep together.
Mm-hmm.
The truth is they're going to burn in hell for it.
Exactly. That's what I said earlier. You resort to calling people names.
I hope you never get it.
That's what
I don't want people gay on
and
you.
No,
I got to
stay away from you, ex-Catholic, because...
It's like, yo, y'all talk about gay like it's a disease. Like, yo, they just
know,
like
right?
That. Just turned gay. Oh, my God. When was your moment?
I wasn't going to be able to say that you are ex-spell. You have the ex-gay spell. I want you to put the ex on that because... You guys are real funny. Like, you guys are real, real funny. Seriously, man.
It's crazy. Like, it's really crazy.
Ex-Catholic, you sound like you may lay with somebody for $5 million. You'll lay with a man for $5 million.
You know what?
Wait. I would what? Lay down.
Got real quiet on that one.
Oh, you talking about for monetary purpose? Nah, I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't be that guy.
You wouldn't be that guy?
I don't even have it in me to.
How about
but,
you,
Dan? No, no, that wouldn't be me.
DA.
Yo, y'all would still be having this conversation, right, on the phone? And I'll be a Bermuda.
And you said you'll be a Bermuda? In Bermuda? Yeah. No, that's evidence of that gay spell.
You got it.
You got it.
You're dead right now because you have a gay spell, yeah?
Yeah, but guess what? My last days on Earth?
Yo, listen.
I'll be $5 million
tomorrow.
Richer.
All right. Let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
DA, you know, since you are the chief musician, right?
Wow, Satan. You just
$5 million,
you know?
Not chief.
What is the root of worship songs we sing in our churches today?
A lot of it is female oriented.
Why?
Because if a female sings a worship and praise song, and I'm talking about recent ones, any one of you can choose one, and I guarantee any money, it would sound like a serenade because you're singing a love song to Jesus. Jesus is not a female. Jesus is a male. It would sound beautiful. If a female was singing to Jesus, but a man, out of the context of the church, singing a love song to another man, we would be having this conversation about him.
Ooh,
all right.
Lord. Let me ask Mr. Giant this question. Can you hear me, Mr. Giants?
Yeah.
Is it hard for the straight man to find his place in worship based on the feminine characteristic displayed in church by the worship leaders?
Wow.
Wait, I'm a straight man. He could have asked
you. You can definitely.
You could.
Yo, hold on, minister. Yo, that's a question to save souls right there, bro.
I'm about the straightest person in the world right now.
Well, that was a good one, Minister Miller.
Yo, I honestly speaking on that, the truth of the matter is, yeah, you can, but. I'm not going to say if you ain't careful, what a lot of people see in praise and worship, looking around, you mostly see an act of a woman before you see an act of a man. So a lot of actions and praise and worship is mimicked from what a woman does, if you ain't careful. And me and OAD just spoke about this, how you can find yourself doing the characteristics of a woman in worship, not thinking it's the thing to do, but there's probably certain reason why a woman may do certain actions. But you're picking up on them because it's similar ways.
Yeah, that makes crazy sense.
Yes, it does. Here's why I asked that, because to any straight man out there, you know, and I guess
like us
on the line, whatever, right? Especially if you're a musician in church, normally, and we had this discussion, normally if you play in church, normally you're up front, but everything you do mainly comes through your instrument. So you have your own character on your instrument.
Of worship.
But when you're not on your instrument and you're just in the audience, it may be hard for some men to find who they are, because the feminine characteristics is more forefront when it comes to worship in churches, that when you compare how you might do yours, it'll look the complete opposite, and it won't look as real as the other.
Look, let's even say this. Even the sweet men, they got it so down packed. Right, we were saying gestures that a woman may do. A woman may be bouncing up and down, right? Let's say a chick with big tits, right? Just keep it real. She got a little titty. But she's jumping up, rejoicing. And really, she's crossing her arms to hold down her titties as she jumps. You look five rows down, a faggot boy is doing the same thing, thinking, I'm in the midst and I'm praising God and I'm hugging myself. But she did it because she was holding out her breasts.
Wow.
This is the funniest moment.
Not because this is what we do in praise and worship.
Hey, yo.
I just have to add this one thing. Remember, like, when we watch history shows and stuff like that, and when men be actually going to battle or they be outside hunting and stuff like that, it was always like manly chants. Talking about we're going to win war, we're going to come back and have lots of children. Like, that was the songs. But worship songs now, how are they? Are they like manly man songs, or are they like, we
no.
want you in me, Jesus?
No, they're leaders.
I just wanted to add that in there, because like the times and of music has changed, and you're saying in the question you asked me about the music aspect of it,
church, I don't think anymore, is actually set up for men. Church is set up for women. Because women are the most people in church.
And the reason why men may come to church because drawn there by the women. So
exactly.
So it's always it's always more women there. So that's why a lot of times is built upon the women. Because if you have them there, the men will follow eventually.
And
you know what I'm saying?
Just look at the decor of church, even the decor of church. The decor of church is colored. It's not man cave stuff. It's really bright, elaborate colors with flowers everywhere and sunshine coming in. And then you have to think about what the preachers are preaching about, even the male preachers. The male preachers are preaching about how you should love and how you should be close to your heart and all this emotional stuff. A typical man, now you can't say this about men that grew up in the church because this is all we know. But a typical man from the outside who doesn't know anything, the culture about church or anything, and he comes inside his church, do you think he's going to be turned on by how church is? And not only that, but we are one of the few sects of church or church organizations that we sing love songs all the time and preach about love, but Muslims don't sing love songs and love songs the way we sing love songs. Buddhists don't sing love songs the way we sing love songs, except for a sect of Christianity.
And DA, you know, musically, we play together. We combine and we play. Now, if you think of my character, like if you was to put my character to my instrument, you would think more of war with me.
Yeah.
Like, and that's war type of stuff. That's what moves me. I can find my place when it's like combative.
Because
like, feel like
because
I'm like,
it is, because it is innately in us. We are male. And that's what male genetically, that's how we are genetically built. We're built.
I just want to let y'all know, y'all having a gay moment right now.
True.
Be careful.
True, but
careful.
But it's all good, though.
Yeah, it is. You might go to hell. I mean, I ain't going to lie. You could do a couple pauses, no homos in it, but I was trying to be mature about the conversation.
Okay,
like,
say
10 Hail Marys.
I don't have a problem with
phone
it.
Call, and you're good.
And he was
like,
he was asking on you, how do I look when I play my instrument to you? Yeah.
Do
you look across your instrument to look at me playing with my instrument as I look upon you and your instrument?
It really wasn't about the look. It was about the sound.
You gotta be more specific. See,
but first problem,
I was being funny, but the truth of the matter is that's why we get mixed signals now, because stuff come across the wrong way. A homo would jump on that so quick, but because of the Roman teacher, but if a man was to put it in the correct words on how it's displayed, maybe we won't have so many mixed signals for a gay man these days. It'd be more strict than it.
Ain't no mixed signals as long as I got this right hook.
Oh, hold on.
No,
you want to get it straight, but
you are the worst friend in the entire universe. I got a question. Like, if your friend died and then was buried and everything, and then you found out later that he was gay, when you go visit his grave, would you spit on it?
Oh, Lord.
Come on, man. I'm not.
No, he won't sit on it because he thinks something's going to come up from under there.
He's like, he might catch gay through the ground.
Yeah.
He might get the gay.
Wow.
Nah. You're the worst friend in the world, man.
Oh, nah. Man.
Who would think I'm not gay? We could still be cool.
Yeah, I feel you on that. I feel that. But let me ask you this, ex-Catholic.
Yes, sir.
And I know I asked you this before a while back. I just want to know, what made you become ex again? Was it the Pope?
No. I became the ex because they excommunicated me. They was like, no, he did that. Sorry, he can't be with us. I didn't quit it. I got fired.
They quit you.
Yeah, I got fired.
Okay,
wow.
I laid off. After I say 20 Hail Marys, I can come back.
He got laid off on his day off.
Okay. So let me ask you this. I'm going to ask ex-Catholic this.
Yes,
and I know, I already know your answer, and there's nothing wrong with your answer, but go ahead. Would you give your son away to another man?
I wouldn't like it. And I think my son would probably understand that I don't like it. Would I do it if I had to? It's my son. Put it like this. By me doing it for my son, I don't feel like I'm pushing him into a fireball or into hell because I walked him down the aisle to be with some dude. I don't feel like I'd be, you know, throwing my son in front of a coming train.
So with your son in your house, could he have another man, like y'all all watching the movie, and the man is laying between his legs?
He is definitely trying to test his manhood right now.
Yeah, I mean, you're talking about my son. I mean, my son would definitely know me. It wouldn't even put that in my face or throw it at me like that.
Why?
Like, wow.
You're an outstanding father.
I think he would have a problem if his son came home with a fat woman too, though. I really think he would have a problem.
Exactly. So I think my son would know that. Well, what kind of fat? Because some fat is okay to me. I like, but just not the fat.
I'm talking about sloppy fat.
He don't do that. Yeah.
Yo, Mr. Giants.
Yes, sir.
Yo, could y'all all be in the family room and your son, he got like another man laying between his lap and y'all all watching Big Mom's too?
You know, I've never felt so gay in my life. The most
now
we
have to throw some hot water on him, like some dogs. Dang,
yo, y'all
work,
are like abusive.
Like y'all actually talking about, and not only are y'all talking about people, but y'all talking about family members. Like, golly, and it's all because of God. It's all because of the person y'all know best.
You know, that's
it's
a,
all because
that's
of
a
him.
Mean God.
Yeah, real mean.
Dang.
That sounds real good. That sounds real good, D.A. You saying it that way? So you would sit there and watch The Cosby Show with your son with another man between his legs and y'all all there like a family?
Yeah, I would.
Drinking?
I've actually chilled with a gay couple before. It used to bother me anymore because I have now opened my mind to see How does their love dictate my life? How in the world can their love be a problem to mine? Like,
you said you're open to their love?
I'm open to anybody's love. Yes, I sure am.
Oh, okay. I just wanted to make sure I've been hearing what I'm saying.
Yes,
so
I'm open to everyone's love.
So let me ask you. Is the world better? Would the world? Let me ask you this question: would the world be better heterosexual world or the world that we have now, mixed, like, you know, gay, like you know, and heterosexual?
Well, I think the better world would be the world that heaven, I mean, that God creates, you know, which is heaven. I think that's the best world. So whatever that world emulates, or
no,
whatever
come on,
world
you're not
emulates that.
Answer my question, man. Answer my question.
That's it.
No, it's not.
I'm,
answer, I gave you two choices. I gave
yeah,
you
bro,
two
your
choices.
Your choices were whack, though.
If it was like, whack, don't, still don't. Answer.
Okay. So you said, would a heterosexual world be...
Where there's no gays, or a world where...
How would he know? How would he know which one is better?
I said to him, his opinion, his thoughts, he don't know, but how he feel.
I think it would be better with one race that agreed with each other, and they all were the same color, with the same eyes, and same features, so there won't be any type of, you know, difference between them all. So whatever that world is, I'm like, that's the perfect world to me, because I don't know what else would be perfect, honestly. Like, I believe this world that we have right now is the best world we know. Like, we don't know any other world. We only imagine worlds, but we don't necessarily know what other worlds are out there. Heaven, seven heavens, 217 heavens, but then that's only 217 heavens on Earth. How about Mars? Does Mars have heavens too? I don't know.
Oh my God.
Can I ask you a question? What was my question to you just now?
Which world would be better, a heterosexual world or a straight world? I mean, a homosexual world or a straight world?
Like, is that a straightforward, like, question? Where is all this
I
moral,
think,
that
I think
from?
The world that we live in now, which is a both world, yeah, a mixed world, I think
yeah.
that's the best world.
Okay, that's what I asked you. A simple question.
Yeah, but I had to paint that pretty picture, though.
17 heavens, all this extra stuff.
No other worlds.
Man, sometimes you guys, yo, man, y'all try to be too intellectual, man. Y'all, I think
he doesn't
sometimes
have
y'all
no
think
other
so
world.
Smart, y'all just be
to,
dumb
to compare it to. He doesn't have any other world to compare this world to. So how would he have, you know, a favorite? Or which one? How would he have a favorite? Meaning, like, how would he be able to say one or the other? But he doesn't even know the other.
Would you prefer a world with no murder or a world with murder?
I would much rather prefer
no
world
murder.
With no murder.
Wait, yeah. the no, but no murder.
Killing,
one,
yes,
would
yes,
be a
killing. Yes,
it'd be really packed there. The
no
murder
no,
one.
No. I said no
yeah,
murder, but killing. Yes, but death. Yes, but you don't have to murder to die. So
no,
yeah, I would definitely love a world with no murder.
I said murder. That's what I use.
Yeah. Yeah,
but do you
I said
another,
I would definitely love a world
do you
with no
need
murder.
Another
I don't
world?
Care.
Do you need another world to compare to answer that question? Like, do you need something
ooh,
else to
ooh.
Answer that question?
Ooh, Excalibur, you got you, son.
Yeah. You're right. Silence.
Oh,
silence.
Man. That's all I just wanted to know right there.
Huh?
For real. That's all I wanted to know. You know what I mean?
Dang. And he did the last second chuckle.
You know, he got run with that ass.
I don't even know what's going on.
Oh, man. Minister J, I have a question.
I knew just now. You just you ready to say something to me? I felt it. Come on.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Yeah. Keep feeling. It's the same thing as the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah.
You ain't like how I just got confessed then.
Just emotion.
All right. No. Check this out. Now my question to you is, if your dog, right? I'm just naming some. First of all, I'm gonna do some hypothetical funny ones first.
You know,
if your dog,
talking about you, Gannigan.
okay, if your dog was hanging off of a cliff, right,
uh-huh,
and your third cousin, who you just met 20 minutes ago, was hanging off that same cliff, but he was flaming. I'm talking about he was the epitome of gay. He was so gay, when he came inside your house, like, you was like, hey, what was good? He was like, he shrugged you off like, like he was like really that gay. So he wasn't only gay, but he was disrespectfully gay. And your dog was out, you know, was hanging on his legs, and so was he. And you only had enough to pull up one of them.
Wait, so there's levels of gay?
Yeah, it is. Now, who would you pull up?
What'd you say? I'm gonna be real with you. Like real talk. I would pull up the flaming cousin.
Because you would try to save him?
The reason why I would, because I know I don't want no animal lovers or anything to really come at my neck right now, but I could probably deal with dropping my dog more than dropping a human being.
Okay, well then, since you say that, and since you cherish life, whether it's homosexual or whether it's not homosexual, you're a good person. You're a really good person. But you're going to hell because you're a sinner. Because they said kill gay people, and you're not killing gay people. You're going to hell. You're going to hell.
Who said kill gay
people? The Bible says it.
Where say that at?
Kill them all. You want me to find a scripture for you?
Yeah, give me the scripture. Don't quote nothing if you don't. Like, make sure next time you even say something like that, have the scripture ready. Now we got to
look up. Oh, yeah, true.
That was so good. They got to look up scripture for it. That was good. Oh, Lord. He going to say Proverbs, whatever.
I should have said
drop him just so you can even look at me even worse.
you really defied, you know, your beliefs, and you became a human for a second, and you said you would save the human over a dog.
I hear that.
Mm-hmm. The same way people do less time for killing a human than they do for a dog.
I know, that's crazy. That's bugged out.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, that
I hope
is.
He didn't catch it.
And I ain't got nothing to do with the Bible or church.
All right. It's Leviticus 20 and 13. It says, Mother,
if a man lies with a man as one lies with a woman, both of them have done what is detestable. Preach. They must be put to death. Their blood will be on their own heads.
Kill them.
Leviticus 20 and 13.
Kill
them. It's so good. It's so good.
Yeah, so, like, you know how last time you got, but you really got him. Like, you really got him with that one. Like, how you proved him wrong, and then you did your last 2 second laugh.
Yeah, the last chuckle.
I'm waiting.
Now it's my turn, son.
No, it's not. No, it's not. Because, first of all, if you read the Bible.
Oh, my gosh. Go ahead.
All right, if you read that according to the Bible. All right, first of all, that's why Jesus came. Like, we under grace now. We're not under the law.
Oh, we're under. So we don't have to pay our tithes anymore? We don't have to, thou shalt not murder? Thou shalt not have any other God? We don't have to follow those either?
No.
Get out of here, man. We're under grace now.
No, we ain't. No. First of all, Christ was the last sacrifice for
him. He could have been the first in 17.
First of all, put it this way. You'll be put to death for more things than just homosexuality.
I don't know what you're talking about anymore.
The wages of sin is that.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, but we wasn't talking about that. We were talking about homosexuality.
Yeah, but
that's all what we were talking about, bro.
But homosexuality,
I don't know what you're talking about.
But homosexuality is a sin.
Let's stay on topic.
Homosexuality is a sin.
I know, and you're wrong.
No, the wages of sin is
death. And you're wrong.
No, I'm not.
And you're wrong.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are. Because it actually says put them to death, and you said where. And I told you.
All right, and you showed. And I knew you was
going. Leviticus 17, I think.
It's a whole bunch of stuff.
No, Leviticus 20 and 13. Uh-huh. And
13. It's a whole bunch of stuff. I just wanted to
so for you saving that man, you're actually sinning because you're actually supposed to kill him. And you're actually doing him a favor because you're not going to stone him to death. You know what I'm saying? Like you're just going to drop him off a ledge.
Put it this way.
That's kill him.
They already
kill
him.
Kill
him
all.
Their sins. They already
yeah.
Done. Doom
whatever.
Is already coming to him if they don't
why get a sin. Them?
So when did this become, like, when did this actually become into fruition? Like, when did the law, like, when did God say homosexuality is wrong? Like, when did he stand like, bam, like, okay, now you know what you sleep with. Like, when did that happen?
It was a superpower.
The first time it's mentioned in the Bible?
No. When did it happen? You know God, remember? You and him best friends. You know he doesn't like gay people. So tell me.
Tell you what? Say, let me hear your question again.
The question is, when did God make homosexuality the wrong idea, but the right idea for hell?
Yo, when he said, let us make man and woman, in the beginning,
oh,
it was wrong.
So
in the
he
beginning.
Did it.
So, in the
hold,
beginning,
so he actually did it.
It's
in
wrong.
That's what he
nasty,
did. That's
it's
what
disgusting.
Did.
It's wrong.
Okay, okay.
It's nasty.
Okay, hold on.
And it's disgusting.
Okay, wait. You said that God said that homosexuality was wrong when he made man and woman. Can you show me that scripture?
Oh, Lord.
Hold up. Who did,
can you show me that scripture?
Who did he say he wants to multiply? Who did he say he wants to
be show me? No. My question to you was,
no. He didn't say he wanted
because
man to
the Bible
be
also talks about, the Bible also it. Talks about don't add and don't take away. And I think right now you added, like,
I'm
a whole
you're
lot. Ass. Matter of fact,
you're
timetabling.
Like, you're trying to make homosexuality.
So my question to you is,
hey,
you said in the beginning. You said in the beginning.
You're trying to make it right. You're trying
tell
to make homosexuality right.
I'm not trying to make anything right. I can care less.
And the thing about it, right?
Homosexuality. When did God say it was wrong? You said in the beginning. I said, show it to me. And then you started rambling.
The majority of people that really feel sensitive about homosexuality is because they're connected to homosexuality. Whether it's a family member, a friend, somebody that they hold dear to them. So now when they hear things being said about it, it makes them feel some type of way.
They under the spell, the gay spell.
The gay spell.
And you know, and it's crazy that you said that.
So I think the gay spell
because
is
then people will actually be like, you know, like if they know for a fact that you're not gay, then they say it must be somebody next to him that has to be gay. That's why he's under the spell, because there's somebody next to him. I know it's not him.
Next to him, yeah. Yo, somebody getting touched him.
Yeah, so, I mean, I totally understand. Like, I understand, but you haven't given me any type of proof yet. Like,
so
I just want to know.
So you've given me proof that gay, that is right?
I gave you proof that gay isn't wrong.
All you do, all
I didn't
you
say,
dealing
not
with your
one
personal
time did I say it was right.
You're dealing with
not
your
one time did I say.
That's
not one time
say.
Did I say.
Emotional.
Okay. Not one time did I say. And you know what? Matter of fact, you're right. I am emotional because I actually do close friends. Listen.
You are emotional.
I have close friends who are actually, you know, gay and lesbian, family members that are gay and lesbian. But also I have family members that are actually murderers and are serving time in jail, and I wish they rot there.
So, yeah, I am emotional because either way touches me. Either way grabs my attention.
Hold up, hold up. Why they got to rock?
I ain't going to lie. You threw me off with that one. You don't want the gay man to rock, but you want the murderer to rock?
You want the murderer to rock, but yes. Not the gay man? Why?
Yes.
Why?
Because I don't look at being homosexual being wrong, but I think murdering somebody is wrong. Sure do. And I always will.
Wow.
This was good.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yo, where's your heart?
Yeah.
Where's your heart? You don't know
what
the situation could be. What happened?
My heart is in my chest.
So you you have no forgiveness
behind my ribs
for a person that does something like that. There's no forgiveness
in my cardiovascular area. What did you say?
So,
I didn't hear you.
So hold up. So you have no forgiveness in your heart for someone who does something like that, who's murdered. You can
it's not for me to forgive. That's first of all. It's not for me to forgive to send somebody to heaven to hell.
So you'll never change your mind of you wanting them to rot. That's what you're saying.
If somebody killed my wife or somebody I knew, then yes, I would want them to rot. I wouldn't want them to have another chance. Nope. I sure wouldn't.
I hear what you see. That's different. But, I mean, you made that personal. But it'd be, what if there was an understandable? What if it was an understandable kill somebody? They raped the girl, and the father went and killed the person. Now,
and then if you are starting to get more into depth in the question, of course the answer changes, and it depends on the situation. But when I was referring to murder, I was referring to how I see murder as being wrong. And I'm looking at it in the most heinous way that I know murder can be in. That's how I was looking at it. And if you want to take it to other areas, we can talk about that too.
So gay can't be heinous?
Yeah. If somebody rapes another man, of course it's heinous. And that's a gay act.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I hear you, man.
Yeah,
I mean,
of course you feel me, and of course you hear me. Because I'm right. I haven't been wrong yet. Honestly.
No, I
today,
hear you.
Tonight, rather.
Oh, my goodness.
I hear you. That don't mean I agree with you.
Of course you agree with me. Of course you agree with me. You know why you agree with me?
No, I don't agree with you. Because
you have the love of Jesus.
I don't agree with your
take. Because you have the love of Jesus in you. That's why you agree with me.
I don't agree with your view on gay.
Now, if you don't have the love of Jesus in you, then does, you're not going to the heaven that I'm going to.
What? Oh, so you believe in the heaven?
No, I said you're not going to go to the heaven that I go to.
But what heaven are you going to?
Whatever heaven you're actually not, because you didn't follow the commandments that
you're going to
the Bible says follow.
Heaven?
Tweety bird heaven? Now you're calling gay people Tweety birds?
Oh my God!
Does that offend you?
What is going on?
No, it doesn't offend me. I'm not gay.
Does that offend you?
No, it doesn't offend me because I'm not gay.
He called you Tweety Bird.
No, he said the environment I'm going in is Tweety Bird. Like everywhere I turn around is gonna be Tweety.
Oh my God! It's really bad to be gay, man.
Yeah, it is. Like yeah.
Bad.
Yeah, being a black person.
Yo, if you can't handle Dirty Church Radio, hang up.
Yeah, being gay is really bad. I learned something.
We're going to be talking about more stuff than just this. This is life.
Yeah, this is real life. Because I have no competition. I need a preacher, a pastor, somebody who can actually spew some words.
Hey, but you know what, though? First of all, right? Competition.
Dang.
First of all, right? I don't need to throw 1,000 scriptures out there to let you know that homosexuality is wrong.
Yeah, you do.
Man, I could.
Because
I
that's where it
I
comes from.
I wish we was all on Skype right now.
You
I could
you
just
tell
post
me.
Some, I'll show
you tell
some
me.
Pictures.
What other religious books or anything based on a religious book says that homosexuality is wrong?
What does, how does Muslims feel about homosexuality?
Are they religious?
How does Muslims
burn in hell too?
They should all die.
Are they religious? If they are religious, most likely, especially the Abrahamic religions, then of course they're totally against homosexuality. It all comes from the same society,
like this.
From the same culture.
I'm on it like this.
We know how you're on it. Ignorant.
Hey, and you know what? Check this.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care how y'all feel about it. You know
feel about
what? How I feel about it.
No, I'm okay with it. I mean, if you're okay with going to hell, I'm okay with it too.
So now you're putting me there.
Oh yeah, you're definitely. Like, man,
oh,
I'm
so
not telling you that you're
so
there already.
Okay. So hold up. It's okay.
I don't know. As an
it's
aspect,
okay
I don't even know
for
how you're calling me
to put me in hell. But when someone puts your gay friends in hell, it's wrong.
But I didn't know gay, like,
oh,
I didn't know, like,
so it's
like,
okay
Jessica
to put me
phone.
There, but your gay Tweety Bird,
I really,
they
like,
can't go there.
It's bugged out how, like, hell is a place where you can, like, make comms, like, you know, dial up phones and talk on the phone. Like, you're there. I'm not putting you there. You're already in hell. Do you hate the gay act that they're doing? Huh? Do you hate the gay act that they're doing? Not the gay person, the gay act. Do you hate it?
Do you love the gay act?
Did you answer my question?
Yo, I hate it, but you must love it then.
So you do hate it.
So you love the gay act.
So my question is, hate it?
No,
yes
you
or no?
Don't have no question. Yo, you love the gay act?
can you answer my question?
No,
and then I'll happily answer yours.
No, you love the gay act?
I will happily answer yours if you just answer mine.
No, hold up. I told you.
You
got to
answer
told
first.
I told you I hate the gay act.
Okay.
I said that. I don't have no problem with saying that. Now, you love it?
No, see, I won't say I love it. I say I don't hate it.
Do you love the gay act?
No, I don't love it.
He doesn't care.
So what do you do with it?
He doesn't care.
I don't do anything with it. It's not infant.
Hold up. On some real.
Name calling. Watch this.
Yo, you know what?
Name calling.
Yo, corny. Ex-Catholic and DA. Both of y'all mm-hmm. corny for that because y'all won't even take a stand. Y'all too scared to take a real stand.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
We're just honestly not
gay. About what?
No.
We're not
what
gay.
I'm saying is,
we're just not gay.
No, hold up. So you love the gay act?
I just said no, I don't love
the gay act. Me personally, but I don't care about those who do.
And I'm telling you, I don't hate it, but I don't love it either. Because it's not for me to love or hate.
That's their business.
That's what they said. Yo, real quick. I got on a little late. Did y'all touch on Kevin Kelly sucking dick already?
Yo.
Hey.
Yo.
Whoa. Why did I say something?
Hey, yo. You love that picture?
No, what I'm saying is,
no, I'm talking to DA.
What I'm saying is, for the church, are they mad that he did that, or are they mad that he slipped up and allowed for that to come out?
Oh man, this is good.
You should have kept a secret a secret.
Hey yo. That right there,
that
right there, a lot of people may have enjoyed watching that and probably was hoping that no videos of them won't be popping up out of nowhere.
Oh, Minister Jay, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
My question is, do you think most behavior of pastors when they preach, like, well, I won't say pastors, but when men preach, do you think a lot of their gestures and their ways is feminine?
There are a lot of preachers that preach that have feminine gestures. Yes.
Can you name some?
So kill them all.
I'm not going to name them.
You don't know which one to kill. You ain't going to.
You
whack.
You whack.
You Christian? You whack.
You
want to be Christian?
You whack.
Kill him.
You whack.
I don't kill him. I need the name now.
Hold on. You was actually just talking about how real you want to be for 2014, son. And you can't
yo,
name me?
First of all, what is me naming it going to do anything for?
Me is first of all, it's going to entertain me. That's one. And then I'm going to know if some of the things that you say agree with some of the things I say. Maybe we could agree on something.
No, put it this way. The next show we'll do a show on the preachers we think that are gay.
It's been on that show. Gay. We're talking about gay people now. Stop copping,
yeah, please, son. I don't feel like it's so many preachers out here. I don't have to name them.
No.
And you
didn't
kill
them? No.
And you didn't
kill
them?
I didn't say name the preacher. No.
You didn't kill them.
Listen. I didn't say name the preacher. I said, can you name some of the gestures that they actually do?
Oh,
you know what I'm saying?
Gestures.
Yes.
Wow. I got to see how I name them because a lot of them are just visual.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. I want to know what the visual things you're talking about that you say, okay, yeah, this pastor, yeah, he's a little, you know, or he
hold on. You guys are actually talking about gay has official hand signals that if you do these hand signals,
what I'm talking about, gay church has been infected.
Infected?
That spirit. Yes.
Can you tell me what a spirit is?
Oh, my God. Infected with gay?
Oh, wait. I want to know what a spirit is. Like, is it like a dude, but he's like transparent? But he's like flaming, and he like touches people. Like, what is it?
It might have been a female.
Oh yeah, that cool. Oh yeah, and can only male spirits make male guys gay, or can a female spirit make a male guy gay?
Well, I believe it. Listen. I believe it all stems from a female spirit, like a female, whether it's estrogen, however you want to say it, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's all of them mimicking the feminine traits that a woman possesses.
Why do you think they do that?
Hey, a lot of it has been learned, what they've seen. You know what I mean? A lot of it has been learned. You know what I mean?
And what's the other part of it?
Just like if a gay person switches when they walk. To me, he didn't just wake up and just switch. Like, to me, I look at that as he learned that. He desired to do that or rather than practice.
So what about non-gay men that twitch, that walk with a twitch, but they're not gay?
Who's that?
The people. The non-gay men
just
happen to have a twitch in their walk.
I don't know that. I don't.
They look like they're on their way to being gay.
They got that twitch.
I don't know that. I mean, where you
so
from?
They automatically gay if they got that twitch.
Yeah, maybe so.
Wow. Wow.
How many twitches that you know?
Wow. Huh? I don't know any Twitches. I don't know any.
Yo, I swear.
Yeah, that's why I was like, yo, what you talking about?
I swear. Yo, I don't have
if
any
I was gay
me.
Yeah,
I would not be Christian.
Not want to go to the same church Christian. You go to.
Yeah, I would not want to be Christian. Every gay man in the world
you
right
know,
now
man,
should just
you guys,
being
hold
Christian.
Up. You guys come on here, and the only thing y'all ever say, all y'all want to do is just attack Christianity. I'm sick of y'all always want to just attack Christianity.
Wait, no.
Yes, like, man, get out of here with that, man. Y'all can't always want to come home. I don't want that church and that. Like, man, what is wrong with y'all? You know what y'all sound like? Y'all sound like...
I don't want to go to that mall.
In the whole world.
I want to go to that Shaolin temple.
Y'all sound just like little church. Y'all sound like little hurt little
I don't want to go to the... I don't want to go to the Wu-Tang Clan.
Little hurt little church.
Yo, Christianity attacked everything. That's all they did was attack.
Y'all hurt church, man. That's what y'all sound like.
Nah, Jay, I don't think it's that deep either. I don't even think it's that deep, bro.
Definitely not that deep for me. Wow.
I don't know.
Man, that, you guys, you guys have a mean religion, man. Y'all got a mean religion over there. That's a mean one. They'll send you to hell. Holy.
Yo. You can even go to hell for thinking about being gay.
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Did we think about it tonight? Uh-oh.
You know what's crazy? You know what's crazy how y'all laughing right now?
Mm-hmm. But we
like
won't be laughing on that great judgment day, huh? You will.
I will be waiting on that great day.
It's like a million men. We're going to be catching a bus together to the gay land. Wow.
Holy. Wow. Awesome.
Wow. Man, listen, we should kill each other if we figure out that any of us are gay on here tonight. You don't kill him.
Yeah. That's what I say.
Hey, boy, if you want to be a Christian, how Christian do you want to be?
So hold up. So this whole thing is just based on Christian? Gays? Christians ain't the only people that have a problem with gays.
I know. Jews and Muslims do too.
It ain't just that.
Everybody's just mean. They just want to kill people. Kill them. Because they're gay. They're infected.
Yeah.
They're infected with...
God actually did that too. He said kill them too.
Just kill them. Yo, what kind of God is that? And you can just kill them.
He was like, oh, I messed up on this one.
Let me go start over somewhere else.
Well, Mr. Giants, let me ask you. Yo, how you feel about all of this stuff?
I mean, truth of the matter is, just live your life. You know what I mean? Let God handle all that. Whatever, you know, you like pussy, and that man like that man, and hey, just stay away from me, and we good, God bless, amen, y'all have a good night.
Do you believe it's a consequence to it all?
Yo, the consequence, this is a consequence, it's a percentage in life of the chances of you being a nasty person. The truth of the matter is, like I always say, all that stuff we do here on Earth, God ain't punishing us from up there right now. The consequences we deal with is jail, diseases, and a shortage of life. You having sex with a girl, unprotected is 30% you catch an AIDS. You having sex with the same sex is 50% of you catching AIDS. So your choice. And I'm just real. And no matter how it came off, do you get what I'm saying, Jay? Your punishment is here, what you get here on earth. You feel me?
I think he just said kill them all. All
right. So let me ask you this. Why do you think that's even a a punishment? Why is there a punishment, period? Why is there a consequence even here on earth, or period? Why?
Because we make the consequences.
I mean, like, that don't even have to be so much of a punishment. That's just day-by-day lessons. This is just a life that we live in of consequences. Not so much as if God, oh, I ain't going to say God didn't make it this way, but the truth of the matter is everything is a cause and effect in life.
Mm-hmm.
So your choice is how you lay in your own bed, bro.
But the operative word is in life, not in afterlife.
Yeah, think about afterlife.
Yeah,
we
already know you believe once you die, that's just it. There's nothing else. We already know that's what you believe.
No, I don't believe that.
No,
I don't believe that either. I don't know.
And that's the God honest truth. I don't know. And honestly, I don't care.
Yeah, really. Really does.
That does not affect my day to day life.
I'm not going to say I know and paint some pretty pictures for you and tell you, yeah, that's where I'm going. I really don't know. I'm not scared to say I don't know.
Mr. John,
so,
let me hear you. What you say on that one?
That the whole afterlife thing?
Yeah.
Look, never mind what they're saying. I don't care what I do here on earth. I'm going to heaven. And that's just what
man.
It is.
Not if you save the man. Not if you save the man.
Never mind.
You think so?
I just don't believe everything is on-off switch all of a sudden. People that had a certain belief, they can't help the fact that what they still kind of believe, they can stray away as much as they want to. But they know what the truth is.
I see that shot. I see where that shot just went at.
Nah, I mean, high five.
Oh, man.
Let's say you had a situation, right? I won't go completely off the topic. But I can't just go by other people's words. You know what I mean? Everything you want to know for yourself.
A.K.A.
So,
the Bible. Other people's words.
That was cute. Catholic boy, whatever, non-believer.
Yes, sir.
But I don't know.
Let me ask this question right here.
I used to believe that Santa Claus went to the North Pole at one point.
Mr.
I grew up.
You're a dumb black nigga. I ain't not looking at you, Tommy. We can't even say what you're stupid.
At least, and it was one time I actually believed that you really can move mountains with faith.
Hey,
move it. Like move it.
Mr.
I really believe that.
Mr. Giants, do you know anybody that used to beat you in your head with Jesus?
With Jesus. You gotta make me all speak in tongues, Terry?
Oh man.
I mean, of course. You know, around that, you're gonna get that. So, okay, what about it? What about the Jesus beater? Willa.
Yeah.
I said, okay, what about him?
No, I said, do you know anybody that beat you in your head with Jesus?
And he said yes. He said, what about Jesus?
How effective were they were? Like, how effective were they with you?
If it was a belief that I already had, then I know where they're coming from. I mean, depending on what exactly about Jesus are we learning here. Me being a non-believer, hearing Jesus, 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 or me being a believer and sharing the word of Jesus with one another.
You being a believer.
I mean, that's just a converse among two believers. So what's next? What's the question? Huh?
Were you more gung-ho or were they more gung-ho?
Yo, it sounds like everybody eating and fidgeting. Should I say it again, Jay?
He said, were... Well, I'm sorry. I didn't even hear what you said. Say it again.
Were they more gung-ho or you?
Were they what?
More gung-ho. Like,
most people, you know what I mean, because I was down with Jesus, Jesus. Oh, don't get twisted. I'm still down with Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. The whole difference is, like D.A. said, he believed in really moving that mountain when I always just took it as the way of believing that you can. Not literally go move that mountain, stupid.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
So this person, would literally probably, like, go stand in front of a mountain and be trying to make it move.
Yeah, yeah. Like, for example,
yeah.
me and my boy was waiting for the game control to come out, right? And we were waiting until, like, the morning, like, yo, we need this PS4 so we can sell it. So I said, yo, you can still move mountains? He was like, yeah, I can move mountains. I said, well, open this door. And so you ask somebody to use God-given power, why can't they use it? They have to use it.
My life.
They have to
hold on. Mr. Giants, I have a question for you. You say that, right? But isn't somebody who says, let's say somebody gave a testimony, right? This person said, Lord, I just don't know. I was out in the streets. I was sucking and jucking and doing everything I can with every single man I got. And I had AIDS. I promise I had AIDS. And then I went to the doctor, and before the doctor came in there, because I already knew I had AIDS. I don't have HIV. I have AIDS. They proved it. And then I went to the doctor yesterday because they found me on the street with blood coming out of my nose. I didn't have any insurance or anything, and they took me to the doctor, and now they said I don't have AIDS anymore. Now, can you believe God can do that?
Sure again, because God did.
Why can't God give you the power to move, Samson, he actually broke down a building. Like, boom. Like, he was like Superman. Yo, another dude flew from one place to the other. Like, he literally transported. In the Bible. Yo, as a matter of fact, a snake talked. What?
DA is getting at is, so if you believe that, why can't a person move the mountains? And why all those stories in the Bible not come to pass unless they're just stories?
No. You ain't telling me these stories in the Bible. You ain't telling me these stories. No, you're not. You're not doing that.
But that's what the truth of what DA as a belief believes.
But I still, even if those things happen, what I'm saying is, you believe that? Sure. But use your God-given ability all the time. You can't sometimes say, I'm a move, I could use God power right now.
Oh, yo, I'm with you. I'm totally with you. My question is,
and I said what he did is what God did.
No. Listen to me. I'm not saying what God actually did. I'm saying people had faith where they actually flew. Peter walked on water, literally. God didn't do it. Peter did. He was, like, literally chilling, walking on water.
I believe in that person's faith.
Okay, so my question to you is, if a person has faith that they can move a mountain, can't they do it? You're telling me that somebody can move a mountain, do it.
I want you to act like Sonic in the game and push that wall to get some more wins.
True, and I'm totally with it. But I'm telling you, if a person says that they have the faith to do it because they believe that they have enough faith to do it, whether they show you or not, do you think that it's possible for them to do it?
No, because they won't show.
Okay. So you are doubting Thomas. You're not going to see it until you believe it. So then the whole Bible is wiped out, is annihilated to you.
I'm talking about man. I'm not talking about God.
No, me too. I'm talking about man. Peter walked on water, not God. Peter.
What we believe in the Bible. Not my nigga next door to me. Ain't in a Bible story.
So, if God says you can have enough faith to move a mountain, can a man move the mountain with God faith?
God tells me to move a mountain that I can do it. He ain't telling me to move a mountain.
But he is telling me to move a mountain because it actually says it. Now, if you want to interpret it another type of way, that's your prerogative. I'm just telling you what the Bible says.
The mountain can be moved.
Yeah, me too. I believe a mountain can be moved. I believe snakes can talk, and I believe Jesus reigns, and Jesus cries and it rains.
Oh. Yeah, but you don't believe that. Yeah, Mr. Miller, do you believe that?
I believe it.
Now look, now listen, I'm with it. I'm with all the belief and faith in the world. So if we have all these powers, why don't we use it when your car breaks down?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, Lord. Oh, my goodness. Hallelujah.
But you know what?
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
No.
But this is 95.
You're giving excuses, son. You're giving excuses,
just
son.
Teleport yourself from the Bible.
If you don't have enough teleport faith, walk on water faith. Look, yo, like you said, he moved these mountains, he parted water. I know
all right, so let me ask this.
Come on, let's get this engine
What do you say to the person that prayed about something and it happened?
I say it was luck. Like, No, I don't. But I have one better for you. I say chance.
I just want to say, yo, this is Minister J. Miller. Yeah. You got DA. We thank Mr. Giants and ex-Catholic for coming on this episode of Dirty Church Radio.
Yes.
It was good being back to the show. I know it probably was too much for some of y'all, but listen, man, peace to y'all, too. Peace out, A1, to the next show, man.
And if you want to live, don't be gay.
A1.
Until next time.